Here's something that might surprise you. Some of my biggest business breakthroughs haven't come from courses or masterclasses. They've come from conversations in WhatsApp groups, calls with fellow program members, and those informal chats that happen before or after the official sessions start. When I think about my own journey, every single mastermind or accelerator I've joined has generated business for me. Not just knowledge and enjoyment, actual revenue. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Let me ask you whether any of this sounds familiar. When it comes to your business, are you still trying to figure everything out on your own? Sitting at your desk, wrestling with the same business challenges week after week, wondering why progress feels so slow despite all of your hard work. This is something I see constantly. Brilliant business owners grafting away in isolation, convinced they need to have all the answers themselves. But I've learned after over 13 years in business that the most successful entrepreneurs are not the ones working alone, even the really smart ones. The most successful business owners are the ones who've mastered the art of surrounding themselves with the right people. Today, we're diving deep into something that could completely transform your business trajectory: the power of group programs. I'm talking masterminds and higher level strategic business communities. I'm going to share why being a joiner isn't just a nice to have strategy or a catchy phrase. It's absolutely essential for serious business growth. By the end of the episode, you'll understand exactly how to choose programs that deliver real results, avoid the common pitfalls that waste time and money, and can end in frustration, as confirmed via my own personal experience, as well as how to leverage peer communities to accelerate your success faster than you ever thought possible. Before we start though, have you signed up for Marketing Mondays yet? Each Monday at 9 a.m. UK time, I host an implementation-focused workshop where we don't just talk about marketing, we actually do it together in real time. It's become a thriving community of action takers who are seeing genuine results in their businesses. Head to nikkihutchison.com/Mondays to join us. I'll remind you of this link again later in the episode. Now let's explore why going it alone is actually holding your business back. I first heard the term being a joiner when I read Rachel Rogers' brilliant book, We Should All Be Millionaires, in 2021. Highly recommend it. Being a joiner is not just about randomly signing up for every program or opportunity that you see. It's about strategically selecting those where you will be able to surround yourself with people who challenge you, support you, and open doors you didn't even know existed. Here's something that might surprise you. Some of my biggest business breakthroughs haven't come from courses or masterclasses. They've come from conversations in WhatsApp groups, calls with fellow program members, and those informal chats that happen before or after the official sessions start. When I think about my own journey, every single mastermind or accelerator I've joined has generated business for me. Not just knowledge and enjoyment, actual revenue. From one-off projects to course signups and often invitations to work with other participants or the program hosts themselves. Here's why this approach is even more powerful in 2025. Remember those early days of online learning during the pandemic years when everyone rushed to create courses and memberships? There were so many stories of people being disappointed because many of those fell short when people realized they were essentially information dumps without real community or accountability. Today's best programs have evolved. They've learned from those earlier mistakes and have created sophisticated hybrid models that combine multiple elements: expert guidance, structured accountability, genuine community, support, and in-person meetups. Sometimes even done-for-you elements to tap into the host's area of expertise without the cost of hiring an agency, for example. The benefits are real and they compound over time. Growing your network isn't a nice-to-have when it comes to growing your business, because when people need help, they almost always reach out to known contacts rather than making cold approaches. Once you become part of these communities, there's almost always a domino effect. You'll work with someone, be introduced to their clients, and from there, you'll be offered the next opportunity. I've seen this pattern repeat countless times in my own business, as well as for my clients. The relationships you build inside group programs become the foundation for years of mutual referrals, collaborations, and ongoing support. I understand that this might sound like a bit of a pay-to-play approach, and that's even how John and I referred to it when we started out when the business was a lot younger. It felt like we were paying to get into the room with potential clients. And we were. And that's okay. It's simply another way to grow and a highly effective one. Investing to get into rooms where you're almost guaranteed to meet clients is never a bad thing. Quite the opposite. Not all group programs are created equal though. And understanding the differences can save you significant time and money while also making sure that you get exactly what your business needs right now. Let's break down the three main types of group learning opportunities and which makes the most sense for you. Memberships. These are ongoing communities that provide consistent support and connection. Think of them as your business support network, always there when you need advice, encouragement, or simply want to connect with other entrepreneurs. Usually, the learnings are formed of small, bite-sized courses that you can take in your own time. But the best memberships also offer regular live events, learning pathways to help you navigate content based on your business stage, and opportunities for deeper connections. Memberships work best when you're looking for ongoing support rather than intensive transformation. They're perfect if you want to meet lots of people, build ongoing long-term relationships, access guidance on an ongoing basis, and have a place to turn when challenges arise. Next up is online courses, which are self-paced learning. Now, let's be honest about online courses. Completion rates are shockingly low, sometimes as low as 5%. I know I've been in that other 95% who didn't finish more than once. The appeal for course creators is obvious. Create once, sell repeatedly. The appeal for participants is usually cost and convenience. But there's a problem. Convenience can become a trap. When there's no deadline and no accountability, it's incredibly easy to never actually implement what you've learned. Don't get me wrong, courses definitely have their place. They can be excellent for discovering what it's like to learn from someone before investing in their higher level offerings. Even the way their systems work can be a good sign of what the overall experience of working with them is going to be like. But if you're serious about getting results, you need more than just information delivered through videos. If you do choose a course, pick one that solves an immediate problem you're facing right now. Don't convince yourself you'll find time for that comprehensive strategy course when you're already overwhelmed. And definitely check out the presenter's style on their social media or podcast before investing. You need to make sure you're going to actually enjoy learning from them. Group programs and masterminds are what I consider the implementation sweet spot. This is where the magic happens. These programs and masterminds combine the best elements of community, expert guidance, and structured accountability. They're long enough to build genuine relationships, usually 3, 6, or 12 months, but focused enough to drive real results. And what makes these programs so effective is the customer experience. You get live delivery with expert hosts, an engaged, usually smaller community of high-quality peers, people who are seriously like-minded and at a similar stage going through similar issues that you are at the same time. And there is also the ability for programs to adapt based on the needs of you, the members, as they arise. This is something we love to do inside The Charge, my own business accelerator, which opens again extremely soon. It's part mastermind, part in-person strategy days, part messaging incubator, incredible community. Inside The Charge, I love being reactive to members' needs. When participants start discussing challenges around outsourcing, for example, or systems, I'll bring in a guest expert to deliver a session on that topic. When someone's struggling with sales, I'll add in an extra practical session for the group to make sure we're getting our hands dirty and generating more sales immediately. This flexibility creates a program that evolves with the participants answering the questions and solving the problems that they have right now. Some people also want my input or my team's input on their website, copy they've written, or systems they've created. So we can also include audits, copy reviews, instructions, and we can even go behind the scenes and help. Or they want to know how to set things up in the same way as we have in our business, so we can walk them through our tech stack and how to implement it in their business. The accountability factor is huge too. When you know other people are expecting to hear about your progress, when you're part of a supportive community that's invested in your success, you show up differently. You do the work because you don't want to let yourself or your group down. Today, we've left the pandemic, the online gold rush, if you like. We left it behind and have entered this new era of group learning that's far more sophisticated. The programs that are thriving now, they understand something crucial. People don't need more information. They need better support to implement. Think about it. You probably already know a lot about what you need to do to grow your business, or you still need to discover it, but you need to know how to implement. The challenge often isn't knowledge, it's execution. It's staying consistent when motivation departs. It's making decisions quickly instead of overthinking everything. It's having someone push you forward when you're stuck in your own head. The best programs in 2025 recognize this shift. They've moved from being primarily educational to being primarily transformational. Instead of asking, what can we teach? They're asking, how can we help people actually implement what they need to create real change? This means that in our business, within our programs, we are prioritizing live support over pre-recorded content, intensive accountability over endless content, real-time problem solving over pre-recorded lessons, peer learning and support over one-way information delivery, quick wins and actions over theoretical frameworks, values alignment, and a deep understanding of each person's business over generic business advice. Modern programs also understand that business owners are dealing with more complexity than ever before. We are navigating economic uncertainty, rapidly changing technology, and ever-increasing competition for attention. The support structures that worked 5 years ago simply aren't enough. That's why the most effective programs now combine multiple modalities. Part mastermind for peer learning, part coaching for expert guidance, part accountability group for consistent progress, and part in-person sessions for increased connection and breakthrough moments. After investing in dozens of programs over the years and hosting many of my own too, I've learned exactly what separates the great programs from the expensive disappointments. Here are some green flags to look for. First, assess the program structure. The best have clear outcomes but flexible delivery. They promise specific results while remaining adaptable to member needs. Look for programs that include both group elements and opportunities for individual attention. Second, evaluate the leader's presence and approach. Will the program founder be actively involved, or have they delegated everything to team members? There's nothing wrong with delegation, but make sure you're clear on which you're buying. If you're attracted to a specific expert's approach, confirm you'll actually get meaningful access to them. I've joined programs in the past where the host has been completely MIA, and it's been so disappointing. Third, consider the community, quality over quantity. I've been part of small but mighty groups that have delivered incredible value and results, as well as larger communities where it wasn't so easy to build meaningful connections. Ask about group sizes and how the community is structured to encourage interaction. Fourth, look for programs that emphasize implementation over information. The best programs include structured accountability, regular check-ins, and support for actually doing the work rather than simply learning about it. And some red flags to avoid. Be wary of programs that make unrealistic promises about revenue growth without understanding your specific situation. Any program promising 6 or 7 figure results without knowing your business model, market, or current circumstances is likely overselling. Avoid programs where the sales process feels high pressure, or where you can't get clear answers about what's actually included. Information about structure, expectations, and outcomes should be transparent and freely available. Be cautious too of programs that seem to focus more on recruiting new members than supporting existing ones. If the community feels more like a sales funnel than a genuine support network, that's a major red flag. Here are some questions you could ask before investing. How much direct access will you have to the program leader? What does a typical week or month look like for participants? How is success measured, and what support is available if you, as a member, are not seeing results? What's the time commitment, and how does it fit with your current schedule? Who else is in the program, and how are groups formed? The quality of your peer group can make or break the experience. And what happens after the program ends? The best programs create relationships and learning that continue long after the formal program concludes. Here's something I want to address directly: the cost concern. I regularly hear from business owners who say they can't afford to invest in group programs or masterminds. But what I've observed and experienced myself is that those who consistently invest in themselves and their development grow faster and achieve far better results than those who try to figure everything out alone. Think of it this way: how much is staying stuck costing you? How much revenue are you leaving on the table by not having access to expert guidance, accountability, and brand new networks made up of other joiners, proactive people who are also keen to grow and prepared to invest to do so? How much time are you wasting reinventing wheels that others have already perfected? I'm not suggesting you should invest recklessly or beyond your means, but I am suggesting that investing in your growth shouldn't be seen as an expense. It's a strategic business decision that compounds over time. The relationships you build, the insights you gain, and the accountability you experience don't end when the program does. They become part of your business infrastructure, supporting your growth for years to come. Every successful entrepreneur I know has invested and continues to invest significantly in programs like these. Not because they have unlimited budgets, but because they understand that surrounding ourselves with the right people is essential for reaching our goals. So how do you get the most value from group programs and masterminds? This isn't simply about choosing the right one. It's also about how you show up once you're inside. First of all, and this is a simple one, actually show up. Don't invest, avoid taking part in the sessions, and expect the same results as those who do. Be genuinely helpful to other members. Share insights, experience, offer support, and celebrate other people's wins. The most successful program participants are those who contribute actively to the community rather than simply taking from it. Come prepared to every session, have specific questions ready, know what you want to work on, and be ready to share your progress and challenges openly. The more specific you can be about what you need, the better support you'll receive. Take action between sessions. The magic happens in the implementation, not simply in the learning. Programs provide the framework and support, but you need to do the work. And stay connected beyond the formal program structure. Some of my strongest business relationships and friends now have come from program connections that have continued long after the official program ended. And be patient with the process. Real transformation does take time, and the most valuable outcomes often come from relationships and insights that develop gradually rather than instant breakthroughs. In conclusion, we've covered why being a joiner will transform your business, the three types of group learning and when each one makes sense, how the program landscape has evolved in 2025, and exactly what to look for when choosing your next investment. The key insight I want you to take away is this: successful entrepreneurs don't succeed despite investing in group programs and masterminds. They succeed because of these strategic investments in their own development and networks. And here's a challenge for you. Evaluate your current business support system. Are you trying to figure everything out on your own? Are you hindering your own growth by saving money, which is actually costing you months or even years as you wrestle with challenges that others have already solved? Are you missing out on opportunities because you don't have the right connections? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, it's time for you to consider becoming a joiner. Look for programs that align with your values, offer the right balance of expert guidance and peer support, and focus on implementation rather than purely information. Be willing to invest in yourself and your growth, knowing that the relationships and insights you gain will support your business for years to come. And remember, the best time to join a supportive community isn't when everything is perfect, it's when you're ready to grow and willing to do the work to get there. Which makes now the perfect time for me to introduce The Charge, my own business accelerator. Part mastermind, part in-person strategy days, part messaging incubator, The Charge is for established business owners looking to think bigger. But more than that, you're also ready to take the decisive steps to make those big dreams your reality. If you're the type of person who's always striving for more, then The Charge is for you. You're a real self-starter, which is what's got you to where you are today, but deep down you know you would be getting better results if you had the right support by your side, propelling you forward by providing strategic support, accountability, community, and inspiration. If you're curious about what The Charge could do for your business, join the waitlist today to get early access and the best joining bonuses at nikkihutchison.com/the-charge-waitlist. But hurry, the waitlist is only open for a few more days before we open the doors to those with early access. That link again, nikkihutchison.com/the-charge-waitlist. And once you've joined the waitlist, don't forget to join me for Marketing Mondays next week at nikkihutchison.com/Mondays, where you can experience firsthand what it's like to be part of my supportive business community. Thank you so much for joining me today for this episode of From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back again next Friday at 7 a.m. with more actionable marketing strategies to help you become fully booked. Until then, take care and keep marketing.